Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. Be sure we can get on the highway today. By all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to ride safely to your destination. You are tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
control my feet. I just can't control my feet. Sunshine, don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Yeah.
That's it.
They say what goes around comes around, and I know I made mistakes and you forgave me how. I don't understand, you know I'm trying the best I can. I guess there's consequences when you dealing with sin, and even sacrificed your friends over me. All them nights in the club turned to nights for me. It's like the same old story at your diary. Memories never fade, but only in time we'll see. Hope to see you with me, cause
my heart beats for you.
Biting. Remember the times after fighting, you said you love me, I liked it, became obsessed with the sex. You screaming, who's this, it, we naked, I'm pulling your hair, told you take it. A couple of shots, now we faded, don't even know how we made it, we home. Got that look in your eyes, like hope you mine. Said you hope the feeling's real, really tired of all the lies. 1 minute we fine, then we not, everything I do you can't. But that's no reason for making mistakes, this time put it all on the plate. I told you be loyal, spoil you, never disown you. You get lonely when I'm touring, just hold it down, be supportive. I be back in the morning, that new purse you want it. What's good if you can't flaunt it, show it. Ain't the same, better than the rest. And what's real love if you ain't got respect? And it's no way I could pay you back, but my plan is to make you understand, make you understand that.
trying to be funny? Look, take my key. Go park my car, valet, before I turn you into some ballet.
You can call me Whirly, Jerry Curly, in my boom bap. Alcoholic beverages, they ain't the only nightcap. Yup, yup, let's ride, I'm drunk, but not drunk like you assume. Blow shit kind of fume, the shape of onion rings and wooden shoes. Feet is like, and the feeling's like, and I'm high as a bird, and I'm screeching around the curves. And Fat Albert, can you tell me what's your cup size? Bahama Mama, can you tell me what's your shoe size? Homeboy, I'm too fly, you miss me, suck a nice try. I had a nice time, never gotta go flip my dime. Brothers in Highlander, they be sipping on that sweet tea. Sisters in Highlander, they be sipping on that sweet tea. Catch me in the club, in the corner, sipping sweet tea. Catch me on the dance floor, sipping on that sweet tea.
Around spilling up the sweet tea. Gentlemen, don't go around spilling
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 30 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not take a wild drive. Once you arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Usher, Beyonce, and featuring Lil Wayne. You're tuning to the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
DJ, run it back on replay.
In the club, in the club,
can I put this love
as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, holding like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I say, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me.
Well, if you love your girl and want to keep your girl, don't be walking up and asking me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She with the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, because another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Because you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Your old lady look at me because she ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you because you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass look a dick in the light, I know that she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I can even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on the hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you give a sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we're clan in reverse. If I see her, I'm like a damn.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn, 28,
hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Damn, don't hate, hey.
See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Pendergrass. I be like, oh, I'ma see ya, little mama, me, I'm on pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low,
I'm a flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'm a flirt.
So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because
I'm a flirt.
And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because
I'm a flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you when I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy,
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. Bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When I'm gonna roll up,
please believe it,
I'ma flirt.
Sometimes
yeah.
When I'm with my chick on the low,
I'ma flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'ma flirt.
So homie, don't bring your girl
ooh,
to me,
yeah, cause
I'ma flirt. And baby, don't bring your
believe
girlfriend
when
to
I think
me,
I'ma flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring.
Scarf is your bib, or that you call me daddy and my house is your crib. And if he cries, I know how to control that. Give him some bottles of his Conjure cognac, just to shut him up. She said she wasn't half the man I am, so I guess she had to double up. He's still trying to get back like the soldiers, dreaming and it's time to wake him up like soldiers. I just hold her, you used to put a loader, shit up on her brain, but you lame, now it's over. I keep her by my side like a holster. I plan to make a full house and I ain't talking about poker, but I might poke her and just stroke her, cause I'm about to treat her like a real man to poke. Luda! I know you regret it, homie. You dropped your dime and I picked it up.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 14 minutes for the hour.
by the calendar. Thank you everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. The next song that you will hear, we're coming from Jennifer Hudson, featuring T-Pain. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
ago, my old man lost his job. And since then, he's been spending an awful lot of time at home. Sometimes I think he spends too much time at home. I don't even believe he's looking for a job no more. And you know something? Neighbors can be kind of helpful when you're out of a job. But some help from neighbors is a little bit too much. Some neighbors carry things a little bit too far. I've been noticing something funny going on around my house that's got me wondering.
front of your kids, that's your fault. He fucked your friend, you know how she is, that's your dog. The car you rented, that nigga left weed in it. And when the crackers came asking, he told them that you did it. Man, love can kiss my ass if this what it is. He got a key to your crib and don't pay damn bills. Better get some skin on your head, stop being a damn fool. You call me crying, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. Fool, man, that's my bad. Cause you was only trying to be real with him pussy ass. You a real ass bitch, I told you that before. And you need a real ass nigga off in your corner, bro. Man, love will make a woman do some strange things. Hell, I even seen some niggas do the same thing. I guess the moral to this motherfucking story, boo, gotta be real with a bitch who gon' be real with you. These fuck niggas running on you like, cause I fuck with you, nigga, like, nigga, you look out for me, I look out for you. And it's just some real nigga shit, man. Can't nobody the rest of them hoes, man, nigga, like, bitch. Dog, your brother kept it real with me. And he ain't here, so I'ma make sure you straight. Fuck that nigga.
Clock in the morning, where you been?
Baby, didn't you get my two-way? I was with my girlfriend.
You a lie. I called Keisha and Tanya, and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them, though.
But they're the only friends I know, girl, you better
wait before you get all upset. Here's the truth.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's I got to do? What you come in at two?
She asked me to stay with her.
Well, why didn't you ask? Just pick up the phone and call me.
I was gonna do that, but it slipped my mind. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, I got something for you. Tell me, what's her name?
Sharon.
Where does she live? Her man's name.
Billy.
She got kids.
I think one or two.
She got kids.
Baby, yes, no.
That's one thing I gotta know. How the hell is she your friend? If you don't know it, she got kids. Upstairs, pack your bags. While you at it, call a cab. It's obvious if you're playing around. Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
I can explain everything.
Right now, I want you out this house.
Baby, please, one more chance. Let me tell you where I've been.
Quit wasting my time. And say what's on your mind.
Me and some girlfriends. We went dancing. Me, Shaniqua, Shaquan, and Robin.
Well, if y'all was going shopping, why didn't you just check in?
I went, but then I thought my cellular was off.
Not earlier, you said dancing. But when I just asked, you said shopping. Tell me which one you were doing.
Oh, baby.
What time it is?
One or two.
What time it is?
Three, four.
Here's one thing
Feels like I'm going insane. Ain't no cure for this pain. I can't even explain. But it feels like I'm falling. And I wish I never said those words, but I did. For letters you forgot to give. So just admit, it's a tragedy. I need a strategy. This pulling gravity makes me feel like I'm falling. Everyone says that love hurts. I didn't believe it until I found the love letter. Hey, how can you stay and lay next to me, knowing that you want me? Driving around town with him, spending my money. The nigga don't give a damn about your money. But hey, you made a mistake, but it's far too late. Cause it feels like I'm falling. Hey, yeah. Said it feels, like I'm falling. You say that you wanna stay with me, but baby, is it cause you got caught? Cause we, what we used to be, you divided our trust, multiplying the rust to get away from pain. And you say that he didn't mean a thing, but baby, I bet you differ. Why would you cheat? And it's kinda crazy. The roaches, baby, cause now I don't give a damn about you. Everyone said that love hurts, but I didn't believe it until I found the love letters proving you cheated. And hey, how can you stay and lay next to me, knowing that you want me? Driving around town with him, spending my money. Hey, the nigga didn't give a damn about you, honey. But hey, you made a mistake, no need to change. Thought that falling out of love was hard, but I'll show you that that's the easiest part. I now know that you could care less about me, so falling out of love with you is so easy. And we thought that falling.
You're tuned into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 8 minutes after the hour. I'd kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Samson.
The thing that I hate the most, though, is, like, people, they say that being gay is a choice, you know, like, and I hate people saying, who chooses to be vilified, you know, who chooses for people to, you know, to say things about them and, you know, mock them and beat them up on the street and stuff like that. Nobody chooses to be gay, you know. I never woke up late one night like, oh shit, something's missing. I'm black. I'm a man. I want to be fierce. You know, I never did nothing like that, you know? And it's like, y'all are stupid. It's like, I never, you know, did nothing like that. So, you know, and it's like, I've always known that I'm gay, you know, like, because, like, growing up, like, I did things that boys do, but, you know, I did them, like, with a twist, you know, like, I, you know. So I played, like, you know, Tekken and Mortal Kombat, stuff like that. And the other boys would pick, like, Paul Phoenix and Marshall Lott, pick, like, Nina. You know, big clue, you know, and I would do those little spin kick things and stuff like that, and I'd be like, oh, yes. I don't know. It's really, really crazy. Like, people try to put you in that box, you know. So people say, okay, so if being gay is not a choice, then what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe my mother ate too many Skittles while she was pregnant. And something happened in there. I don't know. You know. And, like, coming out, you know, tasting the rainbow. You know, coming out, like, to my mother was really, really hard. Like, I thought it would be easy. Because my mother does, like, makeup. So, you know, like, most makeup ladies and clothing ladies and people who do, like, interior design, they're supposed to, like gay people. And, like, when I came out to her, she was like, not in my house. You know, she was frying my chicken and anointing oil. And seriously, like when you, like, it's like my white friends, like, cause they, and Wayne, you inspired me too. Yes, you did. You was like, you better tell your mother that shit. No, like, and so, like, it was like really, really, like, it was like really, really, you know, it was interesting trying to come out, you know, because, like, I saw my white friends come out, and, you know, they came out, you know, and they was like throwing parties, and their parents was like paying their scholarships and stuff like that. In a black family, you come out, they taking your ass to church. That was just plain as well. You know. It was just lots and lots of church, like every day, 7 days a week. You know, we bind that spirit of homosexuality. And I was like, yes, bind that spirit. So that was like crazy. And this shit came out again. Sick of this shit. Yeah. I don't know, but it was like really, really crazy coming out. Okay, so like when I first came out to my mother, like it was crazy because like my mother, like she is like a spiritual woman. Like she believes in God. And so it's like, you know, as far as she'd been taught, like, you know, being gay was, you know, bad. Then, of course, being from the South, you know, of course, you don't be no sissy. So, you know, like, it was crazy because my mother is, like, my mother slash, like, personal evangelist, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I go to her to reach God, you know what I'm saying? Like, God sits on the bed and talks to her every morning, you know? I'd be like, what'd he look like? She'd be like, he got cornrows. So, you know, like, it would be crazy because she would call me, like when I first came out to her, like, she wasn't going for it, and, like, I would get these calls, and, like, each call would get more and more intense. Like, the first call would be like, Sam, call me whenever you get a chance, all right? Bye. Second call. Praise the Lord, you need to call me, all right? Bye. Third call. All right, Satan. She's like, all right, Satan. I done called you 3 times. I know you're somewhere doing that faggot shit, but you need to call me, all right? Bye. You know, so it was crazy. So eventually, like, we, like, really, really, we had that conversation. Like, she was like, all right, why do you want to be gay? And I was like, my being gay is not a choice. I was like, you know, this is the card that I got dealt. And I was like, did you choose to be a woman? She's like, no. I'm like, did you choose to be black? She's like, no. I'm like, it's the same way with being gay. So we went through the whole process, and, like, she's been very accepting. She's been very supportive and loving, and I love you, Mom. Thank you. She was like, so it was a crazy journey. And she actually bought me a pair of shoes as her acceptance gift. Like, she came home one day, she was like, I bought you these shoes. I was like, really? She was like, yeah, you like them? I was like, yeah, I like them. She was like, I thought so. They look kind of gayish, don't they?
Hey, loving you has caused me so much pain. But you don't see it, you never see it. So why apologize? I was doing what I had to do, baby. And I for an eye. God knows I never meant to hurt you.
Sometimes the pain is just Maybe I'm a fool to keep on loving you. Cause There may come a time you'll break my heart in two, but I want you so, I want you though, I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing.
evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvett reporting. First news is coming from Idaho. Idaho same-sex marriage is put on hold until further notice. Same-sex couples cannot marry nor... just a moment. Cannot marry nor have their marriages recognized in the state of Idaho until an appeal is decided. A judge ruled this week. Idaho's ban on marriage equality was recently overturned. But as is the case with many other conservative states where judges overturn marriage bans, state officials immediately requested a stay while they consider whether to appeal the decision. Their request was granted. In Idaho, Dale's ruling came after four same-sex couples sued Otter and Ada County Clerk Chris Rich. Two of the couples were legally married in other states, but their marriages are not recognized by Idaho. The other two applied for marriage license in Boise, but were denied. The couples contend Idaho's law is discriminating and a violation of due process. In other news, we have a little weird study of the day. Smelly environments could increase homophobia. Today in weird studies that teach us weird but interesting things, researchers from the University of Arkansas wanted to learn how the senses of disgust can affect social-political attitudes. They conducted a study with two groups of participants, one controlled and one exposed to putrid smell, and asked them to fill out questionnaires about their, quote, moral, sexual, and pathogen sensitivities, end quote, ranking different items from, quote, not at all disgusting, end quote, to, quote, extremely disgusting, end quote. The people exposed to strong odor were much more likely to report same-sex relationships as extremely disgusting. However, there are some caveats to the findings. Aside from the small pool of participants, the researchers noted, quote, belief in biblical truth was greater among participants in the disgust odor condition, end quote, which might have predisposed them to feeling of disgust with or without the unpleasant odor. In 2011, research out of the University of Nebraska posited that, quote, people's physiological predispositions help to shape their political orientations, end quote. Those who self-identified as a conservative had a propensity toward deep disgust when prompted with either, quote, disgusting, end quote, or, quote, non-disgusting, end quote, images, whereas those who identified as liberal were less likely to have feelings of deep disgust, quote, disgust likely as an effect even without resonant in conscious beliefs, end quote, the researchers wrote. This concludes our news segment. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
must take all of me. And that's all I have to give, that's the way I should live. Don't turn and walk away. Please hear me when I say these things. Hasn't been that easy for me living with HIV. I was so scared when I got tested, but I faced my fears and I got tested. Not just for me, but for his protection. Standing in the truth, obtaining knowledge gives you power. So don't you waste another hour. Don't let your fear create a coward. Standing in the truth, shall I just hide the way I feel when deep inside I know what's real? I love him and I know he loves it back. I'm just stating the facts. If truth is love, then tell me why should I keep living out this lie? I'm happy and I should have the right to be a happy human being. I serve a loving God who loves me. No matter what you're thinking of me, look in my eyes, you're not above me. Standing in the obtaining knowledge gave me power. So don't you waste another hour. Don't let your fear create a coward. Stand up for the truth of
third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K, sure, yeah. I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I try. Even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. Gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender, the skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walk out and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Press pause. Progress marches on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. And kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all. But it's a damn good place to start. No law's gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
Go on, baby, live your life.
the heart to lead you home.
Cause we are striving to be the very best we
This song brings a fresh perspective and reminds us that we all can make a difference. That's right, baby girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand. Let them know you understand.
So when you see somebody on the street,
we don't want to help them.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat,
we don't want to help them.
Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
And I never want to stop the rain. But soon there'll be another sun ray, and the dark clouds will have to make way for the spectrum of a new day.
Ecstasy. Take it to the head.
wobble to the left, baby, wobble to the right. Do your dip, 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 and I don't need no ecstasy.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. It is 2 minutes before the hour. Be sure to catch us here each Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Have a great evening. God bless you.